All right, what is up, guys? I'm the new leader of the podcast, Charles. What's up, guys? We got Daniel, who's leaving the fucking room because he's gay. We got Aaron.
It's your boy, Juicy Pickle.
And we got Maynard, who's too fucking fat and slow to be here. That's the beginning of the podcast.
Where are we going, boys? Where are we dropping?
What are you doing?
Daniel, what are you doing?
That is...
It's a broken snare drum. What are you doing?
Oh, it's not...
This isn't an ASMR podcast. Stop!
Yeah, hold on. I forgot we had a gong in here.
No! Again, we're here in the...
bitch.
Daniel, no!
We're in the band hall right now.
Just
hit it with your finger. It hurts, but you know.
Oh, piece of fuck.
Yeah, we got a
That's
gong.
That's pussy shit.
Yo,
what's up?
Ah! Fuck! Did I hit you in the eye?
No, you almost broke me. Make sure it's still recording.
Yeah, we're good. So, what are we going to be talking about today, boys?
I'm not quite sure, honestly. You want to talk about the pep rally that we just had that was freaking trash?
Yeah. What was the theme? Glow in the dark. Glow in the fucking dark.
And you still have the freaking glow thing on your head, by the way.
Yeah, I know. What did you describe me as? What did you say it was?
A cute anime girl.
That's what I like to fucking hear.
Stop fucking with the broken shit.
Fuck you.
I'm still waiting for Maynard's bitch ass to get in here.
You won't go outside, yo. Maynard, get your bitch ass.
He's on. You want to see the itinerary?
Yeah, let me see that shit.
Oh, that's what we can talk about. We're gonna be at State. So anyone who wants, anyone who wants to come, watch.
Oh. Fuck.
Anyone who wants to come watch us is welcome to. It's at the Alamo Dome.
Hey guys, I'm sorry to interrupt the podcast, but no, I'm really sorry, but Michael needs you.
Michael needs me?
Yeah. Okay, so it's just gonna be me and Dan.
Today he's
not gonna say anything.
Finally,
the freaking
two great members.
Eat my fucking ass. Eat my ass.
I called you Mew. Close the door.
Fuck you.
All right, I guess just me talking to my podcast then. So what's up with it, Dan? Viewers. I'm by myself here in this practice room. Yeah, really enjoying life at the moment. It's gonna be some really empty space, by the way. I can probably just trim this later, but I can discuss my political views. I was about to discuss my political views.
We can discuss political views.
All right, let's discuss political views.
Man, I thought today was our main talk.
What do you think of Democrats?
Hello?
Pretty corrupted, yeah.
Yeah.
Recording a podcast.
I know.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, just say what's up.
What's up?
I mean, like, what do you talk?
Yeah, what's on your mind?
Penny
for your thoughts.
Who's Bob Marley? Like, the real Bob Marley.
Who is Bob Marley? Well, he smoked a lot of weed.
He was a...
I saw him in that movie, Zombieland. He got shot by a guy.
I don't think he was in
Zombieland. Maybe he was.
Bob Mary?
No, I don't think...
Bob Marley?
Marley or Mary?
Mary, I don't know, maybe.
Because Bob Marley is the guy who smokes weed.
Then we have a Bob Ross, who's a singer, I think?
No, Bob Ross is a painter. Come on, man. Oh, by the way, for those of you who don't know, this beautiful specimen is named Julian.
Oh, you're making him blush.
I know.
He's another friend of ours. Way better than Aaron. Way better.
Way better. Obvious.
Way better than Maynard. Way better.
Oh, way better. Anybody could top Aaron or Maynard.
I'm going to read this off. So, we perform at...
Hey, what's that thing called? It's a generator in your house.
Generator?
You mean a generator?
It has a name, and it can explode.
There's a lot of things that can explode in your house.
But it's a generator. It's like a generator type thing.
A pipeline?
Are you talking about the transformer?
No.
It's those metal things, you know?
No, this is like a cylinder canister thingy.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
The Transformers.
No, that's not a Transformer.
Oh, are you talking about the,
I don't know what it's called.
Wait, you mean like the...
I know what you're talking about. I don't know.
The things for like gas stoves?
But mine is not gas.
Okay, well, like, where is it in your house?
It could be located anywhere in the house. It's just like a generator type thingy. It's a cylinder thing. It can explode.
Yeah, then about. It's the gas thing.
If it's very old, it can explode at any time.
Yeah, it's the gas thing. My grandma has one.
What's it called?
I don't know.
I have no idea, but I know what you're talking about. It's like a giant cylinder full of gas and has a
pipe. Oh, wait, do you mean like a water heater?
Yeah, like a water heater.
No, it's because I saw these two lesbians making out sex, and they're moving the thing too much, and it was connected to that gas thing, whatever you said, and mm-hmm. exploded, and they turned into pieces. Yeah, that's the last time these lesbians have sex.
You would be a great member for the podcast, man.
I don't
want to. No, dude.
They're saying that's what
Really, they're gonna. That's gonna be in the fucking background. Where the shit is Aaron, man?
He's playing.
Oh my god!
You're doing that solo.
All right, you're gonna replace Aaron for this episode. Let me check out what time we're at.
I mean, technically, you're the leader. You could just change his password right now. Just take over the AIDS podcast.
Okay, honestly.
You want it?
Yeah, we're at 5 minutes, 50 seconds, almost 6 minutes. I mean, Aaron needs to get the fuck on.
Can you mistake like scars for stretch marks?
What?
Yeah. I mean, if you had, like, I used to have, this right here, it's a scar from a long time ago.
And people think it's a stretch mark?
I mean, they could. But that's only if you had, like, a lot of scars. Like I don't know, like, something scratched you that had, like, 20 fingers
or something. One of my theos signed up for the military, but he couldn't. I don't know why. And so he said, if they don't let me in, he was going to try again, but they didn't let him in, so he said, if they don't let me in this time, I'm going to go over to Iraq and join ISIS.
No, he's not.
Deadass.
You know how hard it is to get in touch with ISIS or terrorist groups at that?
Just make monsters in the middle. Don't bite.
Charles, everybody in the Middle East is basically part of ISIS.
I think the Jews.
Do you know how hard it is to, like, talk from the U.S. to...
That's why he's going to go over
and not get caught.
He's going to go over as...
You can't just go to Iraq and just find anyone.
It would take him a while.
It'd definitely take him a while.
He'd go over there as an army soldier, and then midway through battle, he'd just go land.
No, he said if he did make it into the military, he would go over there to ISIS.
He would go over there to ISIS to join ISIS.
You mean over to Iraq?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like it's hard to make it into the military.
There used to be a time, it was called Judaism. No, it's a continent. Continent.
Jerusalem.
There you go.
That's not a continent.
Jerusalem is a continent.
No, it's not.
What is it then?
It's part.
Just to try to recall. It's weird.
All right, hurry up. Come on, we're recording the podcast.
Yeah, so Jerusalem. They kicked out the Palestinians.
No, that's Israel. Then,
what are you guys talking
Israel.
About?
Israel isn't even a continent, though. It's a country.
Yeah.
In Europe?
Yes.
No, wait.
It's
by Europe.
You said you were just gonna charge your phone.
Yeah, but you guys are talking about some stuff.
I heard you were a really bad guest last time.
Yes, I was.
When your host is here.
Just because you said Jerusalem is a continent.
I think we're replacing Maynard with him. Aaron with him.
Yeah, by the way, he's
so in yeah, the Judaism guys,
wait,
the people Judas,
Judaism,
the Judas, the Judas so kicked out the Palestinians,
so
and then some Palestinians fled,
oh,
yeah. And then now they're like more, they're Muslims.
Muslims.
And then now they have AK-47s, and that's why they keep attacking Jerusalem.
The Holy Land.
The Palestinians. Palestinians.
Actually, Muslims are fucking idiots.
What is it right now?
I heard their food is great. Let's talk about why do Indians love curry so much? Like, what's in it?
Oh my Jesus.
Because it's a classic Indian food.
By the way, this is so awful.
This is worse than we have with Aaron. But it's funny.
The
it's
one with the Aaron, like when it was me, you, Aaron, and
Charles.
Ethan.
Ethan was way.
That one was.
Oh, I'm back.
Dude,
he said
this guy said Jerusalem, or no, Judaism is a continent.
You fucking come, bear, you brown bear, look, you know, he scratches his back on trees, motherfucker.
Your ass is in my face, you bisexual faggot.
I think we might replace Aaron with Bear.
Yeah, we kind of agreed with it. He's funnier.
Goodbye.
No!
Actually, wait, Maynard, you're replaced by Aaron.
Fuck.
Skirt, baby.
Skirt, skirt. What'd I miss?
Nothing. We just started talking.
And then you said, why do Indians love curry so much?
Now, if we
is that really that dumb of a thing to ask?
Not really.
Can you, go over
that? Honestly, if we
invade, Korea...
Will
Russia attack us?
Are you high 24/7?
I think what you're trying to say is, if we attacked North Korea, right? North Korea?
Yeah.
Okay, Russia likes North Korea.
Yeah, they're enemy. No, they're allies.
Yes.
Yeah. So if we attack them, yes, Russia would do something. Russia would do something.
Yeah, if Vladimir Putin, you're trying to say.
Well, Russia.
No homo. Well, put your leg down and let me sit on your lap.
No, get another chair. There's chairs right there.
Will Russia bomb. What's his name? GP?
I'm kidding.
GP? What's GP?
Very important.
That's in Texas.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's very specific. Because
we have a military base. One of the
no, they bomb Corpus since that has a base there.
Houston, Boston, yeah.
It would probably be more so like LA and San Francisco.
Is Boston in Texas?
No, Boston's
in Massachusetts. Yeah.
If we have Houston, not Boston.
I thought my cousins live in Boston, and I'm like, man, they're driving over to Massachusetts, but no, instead they live in Houston.
Dumbass.
Why you gotta be so.
How does your brain function?
Like everybody else with the nucleus.
Nuclei. I guess the plural form of nucleus.
That's a setup.
No. Is the Pope from the nucleus nuclei?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is the Pope a god?
Oh? It smells like
is the Pope a god?
Dread. The Pope isn't
no,
a god.
No, I know what you're going to say. It smells like shit. Because yeah, one of them smells like shit.
Yeah.
One of us don't shower every day.
Please tell me you're going to shower.
Yes.
And you're showering last, by the way, so our showers aren't tainted.
So it's going to be... We
decided it would be you, Daniel, me, and then Maynard. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Did you talk about the hotel and junk already?
I didn't get to finish.
Don't sleep in the bed. They probably have termites.
So my hands glowing. I'm gonna go throw this away.
And I know some people jerk off and come on the beds.
Yeah, like me.
Charles, if you're gonna do that, do it while we're out
of
the room, please.
Dude, that's why I'm sleeping in the tub, so I can do whatever the fuck I want. Are you
gonna sleep in the tub?
Are you really gonna sleep in the tub?
Not in the bed.
If I have to.
Oh, fuck.
There's two beds.
Sleeping next to him.
Yeah, we've been there before. I mean, Aaron, there's two beds.
Is it possible for an adult woman to rape a boy?
Yes, that's considered.
No,
rape.
Like an adult boy.
Yes.
Yeah. How? Adult boy? Does she mean adult man?
Because I told my brothers a guy can rape a girl anytime, but
or if she blackmails.
If a girl blackmails him, if the girl is extremely buff, which is like oh so rare, you know, I don't think. I've seen a few buff.
If
women.
We create a hole in the ozone layer, will we float into space?
No.
No?
No.
What about the atmosphere?
It just makes.
We wouldn't fly off. We would start probably burning up because the ozone is getting destroyed. But.
No, the atmosphere will be next to me.
The atmosphere, yeah.
Dude, he's Black Alex Jones.
No, he isn't. He's just stupid.
Does the sun have a sunspot?
Yeah.
Yes.
How many?
Lot. Right, doesn't have like one main one. Like one.
How many Earths can fit in one sun?
It's like, a million or something.
Are you fucking high right now, Bear? Honestly,
I think Jupiter can fit like 1,000.
Jupiter can fit like
Jupiter's a gas.
Yeah, but like in a hypothetical world where you could fit like Earths into a fucking Jupiter, it would be like 1,000 Earths. Right, it's like one of those numbers.
That's one big Jupiter.
Yeah, Jupiter's pretty big.
What the fuck are you doing, Daniel?
It's the atmosphere, the ozone, and I don't know.
No.
It's
the ionosphere.
Yeah, there's a
lithosphere.
Yeah. Lithosphere,
hydrosphere, biosphere.
No,
biosphere. You have the different like spheres, I guess, and you have the ozone.
Yeah, the ozone's at the absolute top.
And what the ozone is
out of everything, toppest.
The toppest, yeah.
It's like it protects us from the sun's rays, and you already know that, right?
Do we have 3 satellites right now?
So we have more than 3. We have a lot.
Like how many?
A shit ton.
We have
we'll just count. It's like Fox. They probably broadcast on the same one. Google. So it's like Spectrum, Google.
They have their own satellites up there.
Yeah.
Verizon,
AT&T, Cricket.
Telescopes or just satellites.
I mean.
Satellites.
G-Tech.
G-Tech cellular. Exceed.
Wait, what happened to this term satellite internet, though?
No, it's not satellite internet.
I think we should kill all those people.
But, Exceed is satellite.
Can we go to Antarctica?
No, we're not allowed to.
Why not?
I mean, we can, but, I mean, as the human race can.
Why not?
Because it's, like...
Military base.
Because Antarctica is split up into different sections for countries.
Yeah, I know. Russia, USA, France, China, UK.
Yeah.
No, but can we fly over it? Technically, no, like, because I think we should rape all those Earth flatters.
And Earth flatters?
Earth flatters.
The people
don't mean the flat Earth conspiracy theorists.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. Are you bringing up Antarctica because they think that there's a wall of Antarctica around us that the government doesn't let us go to because they know it's the edge?
Yeah. What?
What are you doing? You're not
like fit
through
that. Why are you posing like fucking Robbie Ratton?
Do you see what's around me?
why is it around you?
Why is it around you?
No, if I were to jump in there.
How am I jumping?
Because you told me that bullshit.
I'm sorry that this is the most boring podcast in the world.
Well, let's spice it up. Meme it up.
What do you want
if
me to
I were
on?
To jump in a volcano, would I burn up quickly?
You say, Will, it get a lot of black people mad, and then we get a lot of...
I mean, skin is skin, so I mean, it burns, but how fat, you probably, I mean, you'd melt, like, I mean, you'd fall in the lava and you'd melt, but I don't know how long it would take, I don't know.
Now, let's talk about, no, geysers, they blow up, once a
geysers. There's geysers, the most famous geyser, Yellowstone.
Yeah. That's a geyser? I thought that was a super volcano.
Oh, there's one under
it. No, that's the Yellowstone National Volcano.
Yeah, see, in
Yellowstone National Park,
there's a volcano underneath the ground.
That one erupts.
And the geysers are the result of the...
Do you feel gravitational pull when you shit on a NASA aircraft?
Yeah.
Yes, it gets worse or less. There's less gravitational.
So if you're going to take a shit...
The bigger the object, the more...
It'll go upward instead of downwards.
Maybe. What?
I mean... You know, you can... I mean, if you're talking about, like, weightlessness...
Why is there no air in space?
Because it's space.
It's a vacuum.
It's vacuum.
So there's nothing in it. I mean, if you could figure out a way to fill the entirety...
Charles,
and I mean the entire...
Galaxy?
The entirety of the universe with air? Which is pretty much impossible. It's impossible.
But what if...
I mean, what if?
There's
I mean,
too many, like, blank spots in space.
But what if? Well, you know, it probably gets sucked up by a black hole.
Hey, Bear! Shoot! What?
We're doing a podcast. What do you want?
They're calling you.
No.
Stop calling you, bitch, and shit, bro.
Oh, you
stupid fucking
me
here. You tell us how
to call
us?
You want me to break your knee,
tight ass?
Invent more nets for African.
Honestly, I had more fun talking with him about Brandon.
Yeah. Now that Black Alex Jones is gone.
It wasn't even Alex Jones. I don't get that.
But yeah, that is an interesting concept. What if? I mean, we're wearing pants to the game.
Fucking God.
And why are you wearing red? That's not even our school.
Good shit. It's my color.
What time is it? I'll just change after 8.
Don't you think Nicolas Cage looks like a clown?
4:18.
Well, we look like a clown. Bear has more interesting topics to talk about. What'd you say, Bear?
Don't you think Nicolas Cage looks like a clown in Ghost Rider?
You're talking about the one where he's a fire?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ghost Rider. I love that comic series. Mm-hmm. I mean, not the movie. Mm-hmm. Not so much.
Don't you think Thanos right here looks like a ball sack?
Thanos car.
Chin.
Thanos car!
Dude. Did you see the iFunny, picture of like Thanos' chair?
Thanos' chair? No, I haven't. Show me Thanos' chair.
Now, if an African was to rape a white woman, would it come out black or white?
Caramel.
Caramel?
Sorry if you guys, hear the squeaking noise for 5 listeners.
I have more subscribers than all of you guys combined.
And that's why we're trying to get you to make the highlights channel.
Where would I be able to find a
cloud? Oh, yeah, because Blaze and Kai's got that cloud.
We're gonna find a cult, dude.
A what?
A cult.
A cult?
Yeah. Well, Charles Manson is dead, but I want to carry on his legacy.
You
could
there's still cults.
Everybody's dead.
Now, technically, all religion...
His legacy lives
dude,
on.
Okay, technically, all religion involves cults. There's
every
religion
is
a
cult. Technically.
So, Christianity is a cult. So, going to church it makes you a cultist.
Technically, KKK is a cult.
Yep.
Ooh, no shit.
Not even technically. They are.
That's a good thing.
There's
stuff about
they're more of a collective group.
Collecting niggers and hanging them?
Pretty much.
It's all about the English family that eats every day with a bear.
The fuck?
The English family?
The UK.
Talking about the royal family?
The UK, yeah.
Royal family? Queen Elizabeth?
Maybe, I don't know.
She's like
who the fuck is that? Is she the queen of Romania? What is she?
Queen of
Rome, baby.
She's the queen of all of Europe.
Actually,
I want.
Oh,
that's
cool. I
want to be. You're not she's a, not, you dumbass.
She said queen of all of Europe.
She's being fucking sarcastic. Oh. She's just the queen of England.
Wow,
never
mind.
And now she doesn't even really have that much power at all.
Why not?
Yeah, no, she's got a lot of power.
She's an old
she still has a lot of power, dude.
She just doesn't really do anything about it.
And when she dies, the whole world's going to just
she's
stop.
92 fucking years old, man. God damn.
She already has that.
Betty White's older than her.
No, she isn't. Is she?
Probably, I wouldn't know that.
I wonder how skin feels.
92. See how old Betty White is.
Betty White?
How do you think her skin feels?
Like fucking sandpaper.
No, because I know some old ladies that have some soft ass skin.
Why?
Do you have an old lady fetish or what?
Nah.
What, you got a gilf fetish?
Nah, they're like cougars.
Probably. Yeah, she's 96 years old.
Betty White is older than the fucking wow.
Queen of England.
Doris
she's
Day
older
is.
Than dirt, what?
Dick Van Dyke is the same age as the Queen of England.
Screw Dick Van
Dyke. When you have no service, can you still call 911?
No. Yes, you can.
If you even put it under emergency.
What if you're in the middle of the forest? Like,
no. I saw it on a. I was just going through Snapchat and it was like, oh, look at these quick facts. And it was like, as long as you dial like 911, there's satellites everywhere that can pick up your signal, so you can.
Yeah, there's gotta be at least one.
So what if you're in
the
Nigerian forest?
Maybe the woods.
It said most of America, so chances are it's most of America.
So what about
be like one
Virginia?
Spot in a forest?
West Virginia,
you
what?
Yeah, you're in that one spot. I can't fucking call.
It's like you with fucking spectrum. Like,
how would you all feel?
Say,
how would you all feel if I was a cannibal?
Well, first off, it'd be a little weird with you in this room.
I would just say eat me, cause seriously,
that's gay.
Of course,
that's really gay.
Then I'd be concerned on how'd you get this fat.
What do you mean?
How many people have you eaten to get that fucking fat, though?
Well, think about how big a person.
Do you know what? Black dolphin? Anyone know Black Dolphin?
Black Dolphin?
Black Dolphin? I don't know what that
is. The prison in Russia.
No, doesn't ring
it sounds like a gay bar.
No.
Oh, of course you would know.
No, it's
fucking
a
faggy.
It's a prison in Russia. It's one of the most hardcore prisons I've ever been to. Yeah. Ever heard
you've
of
ever
Russian
been to?
Experiment?
God, shut up, man.
Yeah, there's a guy there that was a cannibal, and you know I saw him there, so I saw him. I was like, should I be a cannibal?
Shit.
Yeah.
Do you think for torture, like,
huh?
Do you think for torture in the military they would cut off a guy's face and put it back on?
Well, I know one of the torture techniques back in the day was they get his thing, like little.
By the way, guys, sorry if you hear some beaner music in the background. I know it's really
it's
annoying,
like
but just bear with
it.
Fuck
off.
What? It's fucking annoying.
Are you really a racist, Charles?
Dude, I don't like hearing beaner music when I'm trying to record
part,
a good quality
podcast.
A clip.
Do some guys get erections when they put a clip on the
nipple? They get like a little thin sheet of glass and they'll put it in your dick. And once it's in, they'll smash it so it breaks inside your dick.
Have you seen One Guy, One Jar?
Of course I have.
Yes.
Have you ever put a...
You seen one guy, two guys, one ice pick, I think?
Two girls, one sandbox? What about two kids, sandbox?
Two kids, one sandbox.
That was
disgusting.
That was an interesting video.
I don't understand why he was enjoying it.
You can, you know, a lot of people have weird fetishes, like you hear bisexual.
If you're gonna go to Indonesia,
and you also
don't,
sing
don't
beaner music,
they
so.
Treat their prisoners like animals.
Wait, you think somebody has a fetish for that or what?
For beaner music, yeah.
What's a fetish? Foot fetish?
For listening to beaner music while they fucking get a glass jar.
Wait, do you think a guy with a ponytail?
Charles hit him up, but he's gonna be disgusted by a golden shower, right?
Do you think
there's a guy with a ponytail that's doing his wife, and like, in just the heat of the moment, he says, "Pull my hair."
Yes.
Wait.
I know you got that joke from fucking like. WikiHow, like how to make your friends laugh.
No.
why are all niggers' hands white?
Their hands are always pushed against a cop car.
Oh.
Ah. Got him. I get it, because black people are terrible. Charles just wants to die.
That was so funny, guys. Oh, shit, this thing's bad.
Before you do a butt chug, you should probably get high.
A what?
A butt chug.
A butt chug.
What the fuck's
a
butt chug?
You put a tube on your ass and you put alcohol on them.
That doesn't sound pleasurable.
It sounds more like an alcohol.
It gets you drunk, so supposedly.
It gets you drunk faster.
Yeah.
How does it get you drunk faster?
Yeah, and that's what some kids in Russia say.
You have to move the tube before you put it in.
They start putting vodka in their eyes. It's just like...
Didn't that make them blind?
Yeah, there's like cars back there and shit.
It actually apparently made them feel more what's it called?
Diligent.
No, it felt.
Julio.
Oh my god, what am I trying to say?
Get your own. There's chairs right there.
Get one then.
Shit.
Man, with that.
What are you doing?
Yo, hit him on the traps with the fucking.
Yeah.
Aha! Uh-huh. Fuck.
What's the difference between a chicken and a rooster?
Chicken's female, rooster's male.
Right.
Turkey goes gobble gobble.
Turkey goes gobble gobble.
You got me. Yes.
This is just so bad now. I want to leave.
So
good, leave.
Good riddance.
Once I blow up the atmosphere, you were not gonna be able to hear anything, right?
I think that's how it is. No, that's real. Because you can't.
Yeah, that's
not
bad.
Yeah,
how much pollution would I have to create for it to happen?
Well, I mean, people in India can't even see you, like, from here to that door because it's so fucking polluted.
And the cars have so much
things. Bullshit.
Mollywood.
Bollywood.
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 What is Bollywood?
Bollywood is the
Indian version.
Indian version. Hollywood.
It's ass. Put your rabies.
Aaron.
Run.
Again, with the Beaner music?
Fine. Fine.
Really?
Fine.
Again? Again?
If I was Medusa,
again?
If I was Medusa,
who do you think will come after me to kill me?
Maybe.
Your mother.
My mother, but she's already stoned up.
What?
Stoned up.
Oh.
No, like, she looks into my eye. No, my snake hair. And she gets all stoned.
Dude, you have a buzz cut, isn't it?
I know. I'm gonna get a haircut Sunday.
I know. I'm gonna get a haircut Saturday. Yes.
You look fresh for state.
I need to get.
Now, if I was Charlie Clips,
Charlie Clips.
Yeah.
What's that?
You know,
no, I don't.
Fine. If I was
Jack the Ripper.
Jack the Raper.
Bill
Jack the Raper. You got a
tweet. Who would I rape?
Who would you?
It's
rape?
Jack the Ripper. Jack the Ripper.
If you could rape anybody, if you could rape any celebrity right now, who would you do?
Any.
Any?
I know you just said any.
Any. Tom Hanks.
Look at Tom Hanks.
No, I'm more of a Guy Fieri.
Oh yeah. No, deGrasse Tyson definitely.
Oh,
Gordon Ramsay.
You know who I really want to rape?
Mm.
What's his name?
Why are you thinking about raping guys?
Josh, hang on. Just think.
Matthew McConaughey.
No, he's black.
Matthew McConaughey.
No. Morgan Freeman.
No.
Kanye West.
He went to jail for raping girls.
Oh, Bill Cosby.
I want to rape him, yeah.
Why?
And then after that, I would rape Hillary. After that.
Hillary Clinton?
Yeah.
Why would you want to get near
just
that?
No, just to, you know.
That.
Say, oh, yeah. I fucked the old lady.
And after, that, Tom Cruise. And then.
I'd go with Kim Kardashian. And Kylie Jenner. Well,
that's
why
he's
on rape.
That's a real. You met Kylie Jenner's father. She's a lovely woman.
See, I would go. Yeah. I would go for Miranda Cosgrove.
Wait, what'd you say? She has no ass.
Do you know who Miranda Cosgrove is?
Yeah, she's the one that comes in iCarly.
Yeah,
that comes in iCarly.
Yeah, she comes. I'll just hold your shirt.
Wouldn't it be on?
I know.
Is it true that the girl from Victoria's had nudes leaked?
Yeah.
Wow.
Which one?
She's a slut.
The Victorious, like actual Victorious, or are you talking about
Victoria Justice?
Yeah, Victoria Justice.
Her last name is
Victoria
Justice.
Leaked.
I don't know.
Probably. I mean, dude, everyone's really scared. Hollywood.
Ariana Grande. There you go.
Isn't she
her voice is annoying. Yeah, she's fucking hot.
So I hate her so much, and that's why.
Isn't she like a Buddhist?
No, she's like the evolution of a fucking flat Earth Christian.
She believes in flat Earth.
No, we don't know, but probably.
Now, if I were to create a tunnel to the Earth's core,
mm-hmm.
How deep would I have to go to get there?
Pretty fucking deep.
His brain is just fucking going all over the place.
Dude, this is probably the most talking we've done in a podcast.
How deep would I have to go?
Pretty deep.
How
deep? Think about this way.
It only get harder. No pressure, right?
No. A lot of pressure.
Hold on. How much? If this is the entire Earth, we've dug like that much. Like, if this is the entire Earth, we've dug like that far into it. This is like the core. We've dug that much into it all the way
through. If we would... Yeah, you've ever heard that...
Why does pressure increase as you go down?
Because you get closer to the core and the gravity increases.
That's when you go down scuba diving, and then you can't go deep.
Yeah. No, okay. With water, the water has
your
weight.
Your body weight doubles up as you...
You know, and it's like, with all that
how
water...
How many U's are on you when you're down there? You.
Oh, yeah, like in atmospheres?
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, sorry guys for the beaner music once again, because I can't shut up. But that's besides.
Yeah, are you a full-on racist? Or you
dude,
just
I hate freaking Mexican music. Yes, that.
I know. Good. I like
it. It's like, it just sounds the same to me, all of it.
Most of it ends the same, but I still like it.
So if I were
I made a joke last year to Aaron, I think it was him, about how
Mexican music sounds the same.
Mexican music always has really the fucking angry accordion at the beginning, and they always, and they just looked at me like, okay.
It does though.
What's
I can
accordion?
Think of like five songs
yeah.
of this.
Mm-hmm.
That one sounds
mm-hmm.
good.
The shit
that
you pressed
here. Now if you're Ozuna,
what? Zuda?
Wait, am I wrong though?
Not really. Like how most rap, music today starts with bass heavy stuff.
And mumble.
That's
not
wrong.
Really. That's
mumble,
that's pretty wrong.
Mumble.
Rap. Yeah, most are mumble.
Rappers. That's most mainstream.
Yeah, I was about to say mainstream
okay.
rappers.
So if you're Lil Uzi Vert right now, who would you hit up right now?
If I was Lil Uzi Vert,
who would you hit up?
Probably the girlfriend that he had for so long.
Oh,
nah, she was pretty sick.
Jocelyn Flores.
I don't know what her name was, but she's had money longer.
Dude, you know what
Do
I saw?
Do you think Kylie Jenner is a transgender?
That's Bruce Jenner.
Was an ass that big? No.
Huh?
That's
Who?
Bruce Jenner.
He said, do you think Kylie Jenner is a transgender?
Shut up. Jesus Christ.
Is
so
it
funny.
Ben Affleck or Ben Affleck's?
Probably Ben. Is it Affleck?
It's Ben Affleck.
Now, if you're
like the insurance
Affleck. Huh? If you were born in Mexico, would you want to come to USA?
Yes.
Why?
I mean, it's no better here than it is in Mexico.
No, it's way better. The crime rate in Mexico is so awful.
Especially if you lived in like...
Charles, if me and you would walk down the street, we'd get mugged 5 different times.
5 different... Like the fourth time, you're just in your underwear. You say, put your hands up. Huh? I have nothing. Take your underwear.
Fifth time would be my body. Awful.
What do you get home? You're just a skeleton.
Hey, take my skin.
Now, how many bullets does it take to kill me in the head?
One.
Actually, well...
Well, it depends where. If it's directly into the brain, probably one. If it gets through the skull.
If it's like...
Like right here. In the mouth.
If,
no.
Like if you get shot, like... You know? Yeah, I mean, if it misses your brain stem...
Then you're good.
You're good. I mean, it'll go right through and you'll be fucked up for a while, but...
Now, if it's still my brain, it's right here.
Uh-huh.
And it connects your brain...
To your brain.
yeah.
Uh-huh.
How fast is a sneeze?
You
sneeze.
What do you do?
Achoo.
About as fast as that.
They said that it's faster than cars or something.
No, it is.
Like when you sneeze very hard.
Can I ask? You're like, so like if it hits the brain. How fast is a sneeze?
Like your brain, do you have a time limit on how much you talk on things? Your brain is like, okay, let's talk about this. Next subject.
Basically,
next subject.
If you think about
we
it,
got,
what?
We got like
8 minutes.
Eight,
basically,
seven
if
half
you
minutes.
Think about it, cheese is mold.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I mean, isn't it like fermented milk? Something like that? No, that's curds. Curds. Wait.
Blue cheese?
Huh?
I forget. How do you make cheese?
I love blue cheese.
That's nasty.
We got. I mean, we could end it here. If you
yeah, let's just end it here.
What time is it?
All right.
4:34. We should have got pizza already.
Yeah, let's just end it.
Yeah, let's
go. All right, guys.
Pizza.
We'll be ending the podcast right now. See you.